This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 106. Did I giggle that outside loud? Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to one more episode of the ESH podcast.
I think Magic Mystic must have scurvy.
I think actually right now the term is podcast-itis.
Maybe. She might have gotten sucked into Lost Odyssey because I know she's been playing it and she might have killed herself.
Something tells me that it's more likely that happening, because we could be real honest and say that there are a lot of really good addictive games going out right now. I know that I've been really hard at work trying to get rid of my addiction to Sid Meier's Civ Revolution. I'll be honest, I'm not really doing very well breaking my addiction.
You're not Breaking Bad?
I keep telling myself that I'll just play one of the short games. You know, I won't do a full single player campaign, so it'll limit the amount of turns that I have. But you know, I get to that start screen and I see the campaign mode there, and I know that I can start getting cannons and making cruisers and, you know, blowing people up, and I fail, but that's okay. You know, today's a new day. Right now, I'm, 6 hours clean, and I'm working on it. So, yeah.
Good. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm just taking it an hour at a time, and yeah. So, yay for addictions.
Hey, fighting. I'm all down for addictions.
Wait, no, addiction fighting. Having the addiction.
Uh-oh. Oops. I love my addictions, and they love me. That's why they don't leave me alone.
That's scary. What's not scary, though, is our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com. You can use the short address to visit us, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short one will bounce you to the long one. You can come and check our articles, see what we're talking about. If you don't like that, you can use the hit us up link and tell us what you'd like to hear us talking about. Not that we'll always answer you, but who knows? If it's that interesting, we just might. If you aren't listening to us via iTunes, we are streaming it on our own, site. But if you want a little bit more than just us hot sisters, just check out allgames.com. We're there also.
Yeah, you can catch the ESH podcast Monday nights at 9 p.m. on the All Games Radio Network, as well as listen to some of the other awesome shows, like the Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar.
Which I've been on. They're so cool.
Look, there's not anybody in the All Games Radio family that's not cool. Bobby Backwolf, Dead Pixel, Ultimate Quest,
you better be saying
Avatar.
Wolf.
Saying Wolf, but, you know, I have the thing and I get stuck sometimes.
You've got the thing in the mouth that makes it hard for you to say things.
Yes, I have the thing in my mouth that makes it hard. That's what you just said.
Wow.
Yeah. See, you don't even realize that you do that.
I think I might have a problem.
I know you have a problem. But what's not a problem is checking out all of us on the family, the All Games Radio Network family. You can even come and check. Most of us are going to be at PAX. Some of us aren't going to be able to be there.
Hey, you know what? I need to finish school, yo.
Hey, education is cool, man. I told you. I'm down. I'm just saying.
And after that, I could be like a convention whore. I'll be so up in that shit, like, all the time.
Promises, promises.
I'll even bring the... Never mind.
I know what you were going to say. That's what's really scary right now. But definitely check out All Games Radio Network. You can find both of us usually hopping around in the forums at different times. We love to chit-chat with you guys. We've got some new things that are going to be coming to our site as well to kind of add some more social interactive things, and I'm going to be working on that shortly. So definitely be peeping the website to see when the new thing drops. Other than that, I don't have any other news or business, so let's jump into the podcast.
Yeah, sure. Let's just jump on in it.
Okay, I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to be serious. I'm going to be a good girl.
Yes, we should be very good.
I'm going to be really good this particular
episode. You're going to be awesome?
I'm always awesome, but I'm going to actually try to behave myself. Let me say it that way.
Well, there's no fun in behaving all the time. Trust me.
Dude, I don't behave all the time, so this is the one that's going to be, you know, the
They should
same.
Put me on the Bad Girls Club on E.
Oh, my God. You watch that?
No. But
I have to say, wow.
But just in case people decide to piss me off, I can't pop off, okay?
Well, who can't?
Don't make me pop off.
Don't.
Because I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm sorry. I had to go there. I'm sorry.
I know you did. It's okay.
It felt natural.
It's all right. That's fine. It's really difficult for me right now. I had a friend of mine show me a video on YouTube. What's his name? Chris Carter? Is that his name? That boy's a hot mess. Showed me the It Ain't Nothing But a Hair Flip video.
Mm-hmm.
And then started flipping his hair. I thought he was going to break his damn neck. I was laughing so hard. So now every time I'm just like dealing with people in my brain, it's kind of like a hamster on a wheel. I have Chris Carter in my head going, ain't nothing but a hair flip. So just take that hair, just flip it. Girl, just flip it. And I'm also trying to get that out of my brain, which may be the reason why I spend so much time in Civ. Chris Carter might be driving my addiction to video games.
For real.
But enough about me. Let's talk about E3.
Okay.
As you know, we didn't actually get to go to E3 this year, unlike last year, which was a little bit of a hurt in the soul.
No, really?
Just a tiny bit. I'm not going to lie. But as it turns out, from everything that I've seen and I've read, for the most part, we really didn't miss out on much.
No, really?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm really surprised because last year it definitely wasn't nearly the event that it had been in previous years, and a lot of people, including some of the diehards in the industry, even made mention that, you know, it didn't have the same excitement and the allure and that potency that it's been known to have in years before, and so the ESA said that they were going to revamp it yet again and it was going to be better. And I don't think it was. I think that they invited about the same amount of people, if a few less, to be honest with you. And having less people is not the best way to build hype when everyone that's in attendance is pretty much only going to be hawking software. There wasn't any new hardware announced this year. There wasn't hardware to announce this year. So really, you're talking about an entire convention hall filled with maybe 4,000 people that aren't working the convention there to now try to be impressed by software. And don't get me wrong, there's some great titles that we've seen some trailers for that were announced or announced that they've been completed this year. I'm going to start off a little bit with the one that's really heavy on my mind and then go into a couple that I definitely, throughout the coverage that was made available during the week, really tended to keep back and focusing on and tell you why, and really want to know what you guys think about them, because overall, I really wasn't that impressed.
Right.
So the first thing is Harmonix. I have written to them several times because I just love what they do. I love the concept.
You love their shit.
Seriously, I love the concept. Let's make music, making music, accessible to people that aren't musicians and fun. That's the whole core concept of everything they've done, from Frequency up until Rock Band.
I loved Frequency. I'm so glad you gave me Amplitude.
I gave you Amplitude. I'm not giving up Frequency for shit.
I liked Amplitude.
I loved Amplitude, and I searched for a couple of years to try and find a copy of it before I was able to find one of the few last remaining copies of it. So I have always loved everything that Harmonix has done and the way that they've gone after it. As you know, I was quite addicted to Rock Band, and it wasn't until Grand Theft Auto 4 came along that I was able to kind of shake that addiction to a degree. It's still sitting on top of the console, though, because that's where all of my hot swappable I'm playing you now games go.
Oh. So
it shouldn't come to any surprise that when they announced Rock Band 2, I was already in my hell yeah fucking mode throwing up the bones.
Hell yeah!
And then they went and they confirmed what they had been saying pretty much all along, but on the sly, on the DL, that all of your DLC, your downloadable content, see how I worked that together? See, on the DL and then the DLC, yeah, I'm smart
like that.
You
knew what DLC meant.
I'm just saying, some people might not know. This might be their first ever podcast, and they're not gamers. Oh. It happens. Non-gamers happen. Anyway, so all of the DLC from the first Rock Band title will be usable in Rock Band 2. You will not have to rebuy or re-download any of those songs.
I was about to say.
So all that shit I already bought, totally going to be able to play it from the jump in Rock Band 2.
Oh, good, because I would hate to have to re-download my Paramore song.
I love Paramore.
Because I like that song. Yeah. I can sing that in expert.
Crush, Crush, Crush is amazing.
Then, I like this.
On top of that, while there will be new peripherals for the new game, a new wireless drum kit with a much more quieter drum top set so that you don't have to have that ungodly, unearthly, clackety-clack noise when you're playing, a new Fender that is supposed to not sound like a metronome when you play it.
Right.
Like that, because the clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety, not so much with helping me out. Also, streamlined buttons to make it easier to slide up and down the guitar. I'm feeling that.
I'm all about sliding up and down the neck of the guitar.
I'm going to behave myself.
I actually mean that as in reference to guitar playing.
I know. I'm just saying.
I could have just said I like sliding.
You know. I said I'm trying to behave. You're making it difficult.
That's the point. That's what little sisters are for.
You're not telling me anything I don't already know.
Sorry.
You can use your existing USB peripherals from Rock Band 1 in Rock Band 2.
If you want to.
So you don't have to buy a whole new band kit and figure out where the hell you're going to put it next to the kit you already owned. Nice. Thank you, Harmonix. And then I have to give a tiny shout out to Activision, who have finally shit and got off the pot and have made Guitar Hero World Tour also compatible with the Rock Band gig kits.
Wait a minute. So you can now use your Rock Band kit with
Guitar Hero World Tour,
which is essentially just a rip of a Rock Band.
With cymbals. They got cymbals.
Wait, there are cymbals?
They got cymbals. They got little triangle cymbals on the drum kit. It's different.
What?
They got cymbals. It's well, got you know, cymbals,
you
all right?
You should make a Panda Hero Rock Band tour thing. And the difference will be, instead of the drum pad being a drum pad, they're panda faces. That's how that's different.
I'm just saying, it's got cymbals.
Ooh, and but yeah, it's not even like that. It's just like, you know, Panda World Tour. And it's like you have to reenact our podcast with things that I say. And you have to do it at the right time or I'll say the wrong thing and you'll get mad at me. And the ratings will drop.
Oh, that's a game. I can see it now. It's cel-shaded. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I'm really excited. I was even more excited and then pissed off as anybody who is on my Twitter friends list that was at E3 knows, as Harmonix started throwing their Rock Band party and the Who played it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really, really?
Yes.
Like, oh my God, really,
I'm not
really?
I'm fucking with you, yes.
No way.
I swear to before Jesus.
I don't know.
You can see the picture.
Wait, did you just say you swear on Jesus?
I said I swear before Jesus, not on
Jesus. I would say, because, you know, Jesus probably wouldn't appreciate you being all up on him like that.
I would not be all up on Jesus.
You don't know anything about Jesus.
Okay, look, I know about Jesus, all right? He and I like this. I give him his space.
Bitches don't know about my additional pylons.
Sorry, that jumped out of there. Let me stop.
I had to go there. I'm sorry.
Obviously. Wow.
I want to get the t-shirt that says that and wear a backwards cap.
You are crazy, without a doubt.
I know.
But Harmonix was nice enough, and I recovered over my envy, jealousy, and ultimately rage, and then acceptance, that I was not at the party, but I could at least have some solace in the fact that they released their initial master recording track list for Rock Band 2. I'm not going to go into the details of everything that's on the list because there's over 64 of them and then some additional unlockables. What I will make mention are the few songs that I think right off of the master track list I know I'm going to play over and over and over and, oh yeah, over again.
Oh.
And for different reasons. Like, there's some of these that I'm just going to sing. There's going to be no way that anybody's going to convince me to play any other instrument except for sing. First one that I'm just going to sing, Journey, Any Way You Want It.
Any way you want
it. I will be Steve frickin' Perry.
Wait, are we going to be like Charlie's Angels when that song came out in the movie and, like, be washing cars or something?
No. No, I will not. Sorry. No.
Oh. I might.
Possibly. Okay, Modest Mouse, Float On, Oh Hell Yeah.
I like Modest Mouse. I always thought that Modest Mouse was fighting with Franz Ferdinand because they both came out with that edgier sound.
Well, they both, it really wasn't edgy. It was really,
well, I say
and honestly, rock music. But they did it as far as their style for their video. It was very much in the same vein. And that's usually what happens when you have the same director do the videos.
Oh, I was wondering why they seemed kind of similar but different.
Yeah, a lot of times because most people, when they're getting videos done, are having people with the label actually direct them and propose people to do their videos. So a lot of times you'll have the same artists using the same director. And so what'll happen is if things come out or the director's getting a lot of work at the same time, you might see the same theme over and over again. Like Hype Williams when he was going through his, you know, Letterboxd 3 pain phase. And so every video that he touched was Letterboxd with 3 panes of video going on. Like the J-Lo video and the LL Cool video. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, look, there's Letterboxd in the middle and there's still video going on top. I bet you Hype did it. And then the credits would come up and be like, oh, yep, see, Hype Williams video.
Good point.
So I think that, you know, it was just a lot of artists really coming out that were doing really great rock, and then labels tried to pull the assets that they had, bands that they are already signed that fit that label, and try to push them out. But I don't want to take anything away from either Modest Mouse or Franz Ferdinand. I loved both their albums. And that's why I'm so excited that Float On is actually going to be in Rock Band, and I'm going to get to sing it. Also, there's a lot of songs in there that are just going to be fun to play. White Wedding by Billy Idol's in there.
I know, Billy Idol.
I've got the lip curl, dude.
You've been practicing.
I don't have to practice. I've always had the lip curl. I don't know why, but I'm totally going to be all Billy Idol, with the exception of having the platinum blonde spiky hair.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm all over that.
And the extremely thin white part, too.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac, okay? I'll admit this right now. I am a closet Fleetwood Mac fan. Tusk is amazing in 5.1 surround sound. And for all of you that can't recognize. Yeah, I said it. Question my blackness. I dare you.
I have no right to.
That's right. But there's also some Beastie Boys going to be in there. And ultimately some additional things that are unlockable track paths that are going to happen. There's some more things by Bang Camaro, as you may have read on our site from Panda's post. There will be Tenacious D.
Yes, there's a lot of buzz about that. And even though I know you said it didn't show up on your master list, does not mean that it's not going to be in the game. I'm kind of looking forward to...
Go ahead, tell the people what song.
Master Exploder! And they're going to come again in your ear, pussies!
You just get so excited when you say that. I can't help it. And the one that I will be perfecting probably until the end of time, Pinball Wizard by the motherfucking Who.
The Who?
The Who.
No, the Who?
Oh, don't start that. I'm not falling for it. You know damn well who I'm talking about. So I'm really excited about Rock Band. That was really the thing that kind of pushed it over the edge for me. Of all the coverage that I saw, to hear all that stuff, because it means it really is going to be ultimately crazy multiplayer. The fact that we'll be able to finally make our online ban and switch weapons out. So if I want to drop...
They're not weapons!
Oh, yes, they are. Because when I want to drop my axe and pick up my sticks...
Oh, God.
I can. I don't have to make a whole new person and start a whole new freaking band. So thank you, Harmonix, for getting all of that crap right. Now just ship the thing on time with plenty of them in store so I do not have to sell my soul to GameStop to get a hold of it, and I'll be happy.
Don't sell your soul for Tic Tacs either. It's a waste.
It's really a waste. I mean, they better be some damn delicious Tic Tacs.
Oh, they were, but, you know...
And you better not be able to get, like, to a convenience store within a block. Otherwise, you've been had.
Fuck.
See? Oh, I should... You know, you know better. You know better.
I couldn't help it. I was like, damn, I really could sell myself for some Tic Tacs. And then, I saw some floating there with a little note on them. And, you know me, I don't like to read.
You should always read. It's fundamental.
Read the fine print, guys. I urge you, read the fine print.
So I'm going to talk about some of the other games that I was kind of excited to see, or at least really curious about. One of them that I didn't know about was Animal Crossing City Folk. Don't know if you play much of the Animal Crossing. It was kind of, it was my game crack back when it first came out on the GameCube. So much so that it's the reason why I brought my Game Boy Advance, just so I could pop it in and have the little extra island piece to go to and visit. Yeah, it was that bad. Well, City Folk is the next evolution of that game. It's going to be available on the Wii. And you're going to be able to go to, over the internet, your friends' cities and visit their cities. Visit their homes, check out what they're doing and how they're arranging things, learn about their cities, bring things back and forth between you guys' cities. And like the original game, everything is going to run in game time. So even when you're not playing the game itself is playing itself in its RAM, basically. So the clock still ticks, your people still go to sleep and wake up. So things happen while you're in the game or not in the game, which I kind of like. Because I didn't, like the fact that, okay, well, if I stop here and I pick it back up, even though I'm playing a simulation game, I'm still where I left off. Kind of strange, but okay. But what I love about it is that you can also, rather than being stuck with just the kind of Raggedy Ann or Andy face that the characters usually have, in this new one, you can actually use the face of any me that you've created as your face. You can also change your hair. Yeah, so I can take and be me in this game, basically.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because, I like the community building pieces of online games. It's part of the reason why I jumped on the Xbox 360 like I did, because there was so much online multiplayer capability out there. But I'm not a huge FPS person, so... it was kind of a double-edged sword for me because the majority of the games that people are playing are games that I just don't enjoy. Ultimately, I'm not good at because I don't play them enough because I don't enjoy them. But sim games, stuff like Animal Crossing, City Folk, love that. Mm? Because then I can take the time and have the community. So for you, Panda, what you want to imagine is it's like Vent, but with avatars.
It's like Vent with avatars?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Moving on. Another one. Portal 2 Still Alive. So if you've been to the E3 Expo website at all, you can actually watch in streaming video the keynotes from the big three, Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft. During Microsoft's keynote, GLaDOS came on with her nice little voice to let us know.
Is it her voice that she talks to you when she's still kind of pretending to be your friend?
Yes.
All right.
To announce that she has been working on new test chambers for more advanced test subjects, and that Portal 2, Still Alive, will be nearing its completion as an Xbox 360 exclusive and released very soon. As long as you're no more stupid velocity puzzles, I'm good, because those take me like an hour.
To do?
Yes! That one where you have to make the hole above you and below and then fall through and get up enough speed and then change the portal at the last minute so you bounce off.
Oh, you totally know that's what they're going to do, because they're not only are these games just testing, you know, your gaming skills, they want to make sure that, oh, I don't know.
I'm frustrated as fuck?
Yes.
Oh, well, if that's what their goal is, great job, guys.
Well, no, they don't want to make this, you know, like, so easy, you know, our mom can do it.
I'm not saying that it's got to be easy enough for Eshbaum to do it. What I'm saying is, don't make me want to throw my Xbox out the window. That's bad for business.
Yeah, especially because this is what, your second one? Because didn't your first one Red Ring?
Oh, my first one Red Ring, so bad. I tried to bring it back from the death, and it was like, uh-uh, bitch.
He's like, I'm dead.
Send me to Texas, choke. I'm done.
It's like, QQ all you want.
Oh, God.
QQ.
Anyway. Another game. Crazy interested in. And this one should come as no surprise.
I'm not surprised.
I haven't even said it yet, but you know what I'm talking about.
But I'm not that. I'm not surprised.
God of War 3. So, what can I say that hasn't already been said about Kratos?
He's super hot and you want his babies?
No, I said, what can I say that hasn't already been said about Kratos?
You don't think he's attractive and you don't want his babies?
That's not a lie. Just say you don't know. Just be honest and say you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. So in the third installment, if you've played through 1 and 2, you know at the end of 2, we were with the Titans.
And they were ascending into Olympus to go pwn some Olympian ass.
Yeah, because Zeus was down to his last 4 motherfuckers. Zeus and some boys. Which, by the way, I still think, even though I know it was because they had 3 on their horizon, it was still a punk-ass move to not let me finish Zeus in 2. I totally had that fucker.
Don't we all?
But I'm not.
Actually, we do, because that's the way the game is constructed.
I'm not upset about it that much. I'm just saying you could have let me spank his ass a little bit more. But I'm moving on. So in 3, we pick up from there. They had a trailer. It was short, but God, Kratos looked hot.
Okay, put your gamer boner away.
Most of Mount Olympus was in rubble and covered in flame. And first in silhouette, and then no longer in silhouette. Which, by the way, Kratos looks amazing in the high def. Shot of Kratos' face in the Blades of Chaos. Let me tell you, the Blades of Chaos never looked so good. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm still concerned because Corey Balrog, Barlog. I always say his name wrong because I think of Balrog from Street Fighter. Corey Balrog.
Balrog?
No.
Balrog? What?
Barlog.
Barlog.
Yeah. Which is Corey Barlog at blogspot.com.
Blogspot.
Is not involved.
Oh?
In the game title. And neither is David Jaffe. So literally, Kratos has had many daddies because he started off as Jaffe's kid. Then on 2, Jaffe was hands-off because he was working on some of his own stuff and getting away from it. So Corey picked up the ball. And now on 3, Corey's not even involved with this one. So I'm concerned.
He's had some stepdaddies.
I'm,
he had a dad, and now he's had several stepdads.
Well, he's had no stepdad, one seems to want this stepdad.
No offense, but I wouldn't want, you know, like, as a parent, I would not want Kratos as one of my kids because, for one, I'd be scared he'd snap me in half.
You gotta love all your kids equally, even the homicidal maniac ones.
Oh, well,
somebody's gotta love them.
Well, I
but I am concerned, especially because for the first time, Gaia did not do the voiceover for the trailer.
Who is it?
Zeus.
Uh oh.
As soon as the trailer started, I was like, this is not God of War. Where's Linda Hunt? Do not tell me that you lost my voice actors, you dirty, dirty motherfuckers.
It's like, did you leave her in the dryer again?
But I was relieved when Kratos actually started to speak because it is still T.K. Carter. So I'm hoping.
Oh, come on. This is his cash cow. He's not going anywhere.
Well, he's not living single. All right.
He better not be. He's probably getting major poon from this voice acting gig.
Dude, if he's not, then he just does not.
Then he needs to go to conventions and be like, hey, you know that game God of War? And some girl will be like, yeah, I like play in my room.
And then he just should yell, Zeus!
I know, and then like panties will just drop. Like,
yeah, you hear him. Just like, poink, 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 poink.
I can see it right now, like, he could totally be hanging out with friends at a bar and be like, hey, you want to see something really cool? And, like, he screams something out from the game, and, like, all these random
things
just pop.
And it was like, boink, 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 boink,
boink. And he'd be like, works every time. It would be funny.
You know what's sad? Is that, as you said that, I have an anime of that now running in my head.
Aww, but you can't animate Kratos. He's got to stay CG and...
No, T.K. Carter. I've got T.K. Carter doing that in my head as an anime character.
Oh. I was going to say, I'm like, you can't anime-fy Kratos.
Oh,
that's
God,
like...
No.
That's sacrilegious.
No, you don't do
he
that.
He must stay in the form that he was created in so that we may fawn over his hotness.
And luckily for Sony, God of War is still one of the few things that they've been able to keep PS3 exclusive. Now it's probably because...
Wait, it's still only PS3?
Yeah, well, it's because Santa Monica Studios makes it. Hello, Sony themselves makes
it. Wait a minute, wait. So those of us on the Xbox aren't gonna...
No. PS3, PS3 only. Not even PS2. PS3 only. Guess you're gonna have to come visit me.
Or get PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Mommy! I know what I want for my birthday now. Just kidding.
No, you're not. Yeah, I'm not shushing. I'm gonna text her right now. Beware. Birthday quest is coming in.
No, it's not.
Bullshit.
I guess I will just have to...
No, you won't. I know you. As we get like a month out and you see the commercial, be like, oh, fuck, I gotta get that.
Motherfucker.
See? Told ya.
No, but I can't believe that.
Yeah, even though...
I wanna play it.
And then even though Sony was still pushing PS2 and PS2 games, they announced new PS2 games. I was like, guys, did you
had
not
me
catch
at-
on that this is, you know, next-gen time? So it's
I know,
like,
old-gen time, it's gone.
Yeah, you're supposed to leave that behind.
Fine.
You know, like Nintendo and Microsoft did, because this is all about the new, and, you're still making money there. Actually, that's where you're making money. Oh.
Mm. Ooh. Mm. Be nice.
This isn't me speaking, okay? I actually got an article that I read that was done by Josh Levison for a Gaming Insider, and he pretty much said the same shit, but I'll get to that later. Another game, and this one I think is kind of like an underground cult classic kind of game, because it seems like only people in the know about it.
I'm not in the know, so tell me about it.
Have you heard of Onii Chanbura? Bikini Zombie Slayers?
Bikini Zombie Slayers.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so it's kind of a, it's a cel shady-ish game based
Kay.
On anime, manga.
Called what?
Onichanbura, I guess.
Maybe. Basically. I've never heard this, but that doesn't mean that no one in my connection has not.
Okay, and basically what it is it's a collection of girls in next to
bikinis?
Nothing. Sometimes bikinis, but next to nothing. Lots of fan service. Running around, slaying zombies with big...
boobies?
I was going to say swords. but okay. There's a few different girls, most of them wearing school uniforms to start with. You know, the usual perv wear.
Slut wear! I shouldn't talk. I'm wearing the skirt you got me for my birthday right now, and it's one of those danger skirts.
Here's the thing. Okay, Onichanbura, it's a Wii title.
What?
Yeah.
So the Wii that's all for kiddies is finally showing its pedophile streaks?
You got it. We're starting to get into fucking games for real people. Don't get me... I'm just being silly.
Children
are real people, too. But for all the people that complain about, you know, the Wii having nothing but cutesy-wootsy fun time family games,
yes.
Onichanbura is definitely not cutesy-wootsy fun time family game. It's not. As a matter of fact, if you go to the game trailer's website to look at the trailer, it's age-gated. And
really?
For the reason, because you're splattering blood all over the place. If you kill a lot of zombies, you end up splattering blood on the camera. So as you're trying to get through, you have, like, blood drips coming down your screen.
Ew.
And then
almost
if you
that
do
reminds
some,
me of Manhunt.
Uh-huh. If you do some special attacks, you'll transform into Supergirl version of yourself, which usually involves, like...
Can you snap necks with your thigh muscles?
I don't know. I haven't tried that yet. I don't really want a zombie head in betwixt my... My legs, they're my vajay hole, if you know what I mean.
Vajay hole.
But I thought it was an interesting game to actually be coming out on the Wii, and you actually do get to use the Wiimote as your sword. I hope that it has better control for your sword than Red Steel, which was a massive disappointment. So I'm curious, very, very curious about Onichanbura, but I haven't heard a lot of people talking about it.
Well, you said it's a sleeper hit, right? Well, there's a good reason
why
it's a sleeper.
Well, I don't know that it's going to be a hit. It's definitely a sleeper. I think people are sleeping on it big time. But we'll see what it turns out to be. I mean, if the sword control is what it should be, it could be an amazing draw, if not, you know, already going for the Wii, to the system, to the platform, to kind of be like, yeah, we have the fun time family things and the get-together party games, but we also have... games like this. And, oh yeah, Star Wars Clone Wars, where you actually get to use the Wiimote as your lightsaber. Yeah.
Use the swords.
I don't know that I need to say anything other than that. Wiimote equals lightsaber.
It's like cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. I love that.
Alright. There are so many things that are quotable from Ghostbusters. That's ridiculous.
I know, but that's the one that sticks in my head today.
Okay, now the best one is, if somebody asks you if you're a god,
you say yes.
That's a great line. I try to use it in my everyday life at least once a week. It's good times. I do have a couple of honorable mentions. I wanted to focus mostly on the games that I felt strongly about. I know that there are a lot of popular games. There are a bunch of people that are like, why didn't you talk about Fallout 3? Yeah, what she said.
That's what she said.
I'm not a big Fallout fan, personal opinion. But it definitely looks great. Let's see if it keeps it up when it comes out. It'll be an amazing game for the people that enjoy that particular type of game style.
Amazing.
Also... honorable mention, DC Universe Online. Don't know if a lot of people are talking about this one. Again, I think people are sleeping on it. Design. the DC characters from the DC universe as designed by the people that drew the comic books.
Ooh.
Online.
Ooh.
Meaning, like City of Heroes and City of Villains.
But that game's addictive. You have to be careful.
With the DC properties, you get to choose. You want to be a good guy? You want to be a bad guy?
Can't you be a middle guy?
No! You gotta be a good guy or bad guy. We're talking DC.
Can't you be a henchman?
I don't know if you can be a henchman. I think you gotta be a good guy or a bad guy.
Okay, fine.
But definitely a title that I think people are gonna sleep on until it gets a lot more marketing behind it going on. Looks awesome. If you get a chance, hit up GameTrailers.com. Take a look at it. Flash looks amazing. So does Batman. My God. The flying mechanics look pretty neat, too. It looks like it's a nearly completely destructible environment. Hail to the yes, yes, yes. Where do I sign up?
Right here on this dotted line.
Castlevania Judgment.
What?
Wait, hold your panties.
Okay.
I love Castlevania. I've loved Castlevania nearly all of my life.
I've seen gameplay of it, and I think one of my favorite voice actors of all time did some work with it, but I never picked it up.
Why don't we try that again without you yawning?
Sorry. No, I'm a human. I'm allowed to yawn if I want to.
You're such a ditz.
Do we have to start over?
No, but...
Okay. But what?
Castlevania Judgment. Kind of a... what's the words I want to use? Epic fail?
Epic fail!
So here's the reason why.
Ooh, why?
Castlevania.
This has been brought to you by the word why.
Castlevania has always been a platformer or side-scroller. Always. Always. It's at most only ever taken a 2.5D approach to game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Castlevania Judgment is a fighter. A 3D wannabe Soul Calibur fighter.
Oh?
Epic fail, people. Epic fail.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very happy.
No. No, not at all. Also, honorable mention from E3. Flock.
Wait, flock?
Flock.
As in
F-L-O-C-K? A flock of seagulls. As in a flock of sheep.
I'm gonna flock you.
As in what the flock are you talking about?
We will flock you. Do you get to play like geese and you have to like flock and make it down to Florida?
Aliens.
Aliens.
And something ain't right down on the farm.
Well, there are pills for that. Sorry.
Pills for everything. Mm. But check out Flock. Flock is going to be available on all the major platforms.
But it's about aliens, you said.
In a little ship. Fuck it with the flock.
I'll fuck with your flock.
Yeah, you gotta be real careful when you say that, don't you? So what games do you have to talk to the people about?
Well, yeah, I am talking about games today because I haven't seen any animes that have sparked my panda instincts.
And I've been
trying very hard to stay away from a lot of the mainstream stuff. And I've decided that, I would go on the game tip today. And I want to be a little more serious about it, too. Because as I've come to realize, hanging with my two new best buddies over in Super Happy Fun Time Show, hi guys, /wave, that, I could take a slighter serious approach to what I want to talk to you guys about. And hopefully you guys will like it. And if not, you guys can tell me and I'll completely go back to the perverse way that I've done things. Because it's a lot easier, I'll be honest.
Oh, being perverse is so much easier.
Being me is a lot easier. And that's the moral of this story. I've been trying very hard not to watch G4 because I was trying to boycott it because, one, it's G4. two, E3 didn't like Ninja 3, it didn't like me. And
it really didn't like either of us.
It didn't like either of us, and we couldn't go.
So I was saying,
you know what? It doesn't like me and won't invite me to its party. Well, it can't come to, you know, P3, which is my convention, and it's not allowed to come to my convention, which is in my room during conveniently when E3 was having their party. So they missed out on some pretty awesome shit.
Played at P3.
Well, you should see all this. You should see what was being played at P3. no, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That was horrible.
That was really bad.
Anyway, one day, I was actually going through channels and I accidentally, came across it. And I happened to see a flicker of stuff. And then I, sucked it up and I watched it. And the first game I want to bring up that they were, I think Attack of the Show was interviewing this guy from the team that was doing Project Origin. Just for a little backdrop, if you've never, you probably haven't played, anything like Project Origin, probably have never heard, oh, well, what's that? Is it brand new? No, it's a sequel. It's the sequel to Fear. You've probably heard of Fear.
Yeah, I didn't make it through Fear. Didn't finish it.
Yeah. And, it was really funny because a lot of people were expecting it to be Fear 2, but there has been some, argument over what gets to be named what, who is dabbling with who gets the rights to this, and Fear 2 was being split up. So they said, we will just rename it.
It was like Kramer versus Kramer.
It was. It totally was. And, actually, believe it or not, I think they were holding a contest to come up with a new name since Fear 2 would not be an option. And Project Origin was the winner. I think the other two were Dead Echo and Dark Signal, I think. But out of those
three... Dark Signal was too much like Dark Sector.
Yeah. So that's probably why that didn't go. Now, I don't know why Dead Echo didn't, because that's actually pretty nifty. Like, I actually kind of like the way that sounds.
Yeah, but is Dead Silence coming out?
Yeah, I think so. So that might be, that's probably the reason why that didn't work.
Yep.
So here you go, Project Origin. A lot of people, like the questions that were being asked are pretty mainstream, where is this game based? Is it right off of the first game? Would you still play the same person? And apparently the same things have been answered. Actually, this game has a really interesting, setback that it actually starts 20 minutes before the end of the first game. So the first place I think you're going to be at is supposedly like the last place you were in Fear. So it really kind of blends in. So that whole it truly being the continuation is right there as soon as you load this game in. Okay. Granted, you play...
I have a question about that, because for a while there when they were talking about the Origin project, that it was going to be a prequel. So...
Nope, it's a sequel.
Okay, so they pretty much stopped the prequel
piece. It's coming after. Okay. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing it this way now so that if they get a really good idea... they'll be able to put that, whatever this new idea that I'm forming in my head that they're probably thinking about, can be put towards the prequel.
That I'm thinking that I'm pretty sure.
They might be thinking, but I don't know if they're thinking. If they're not thinking, I don't want them to think it because then they'll use it and then they'll take my idea.
And you won't get credit for it.
That's right. So, anywho.
That's Panda logic, people, just in case you haven't picked up on it.
I can talk in circles and still make sense to myself.
Yeah, but your circles look like freaking romp. To the rest of us.
But you know what?
It's a rhombus.
You need to get panda glasses, because everything in panda glasses are circles.
Obviously.
And they make perfect sense. But anyway, so like I said, it's starting off pretty much 20 minutes into the last 20 minutes of the first game. A lot of people were just kind of like, so what's the deal? What are we going after now? Are we still chasing after Alma? And if you know anything about Fear, you kind of the president of this corporation, kind of goes into a panic and releases this really psycho bitch with, psychic powers named Alma. And she decides that she doesn't like reality the way that it is, and she's going to destroy it and make up her own, new one. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens when you piss off powerful women.
Yeah, don't do it, people.
We threaten your existence, then we beat the fuck out of it, and then we make our own over it.
We
like
will
any
mistake.
Relationship that, you know, we've all been through, this is what men/women can do.
We will reshape the world in our own image, in our own time.
Mm-hmm. Slowly and surely. So don't think that your girlfriend's totally with you on this one.
And don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. anyway, so, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, we're going after Elma again. She's in the second game. However, you know, in the first one, you know, you are dealing with her as a child.
Right.
You know, and, you know, with these psychic powers and God knows what else she's been injected with and done through, you know, they're saying that you kind of deal with her on a mid-advanced level, kind of like her as the woman. So now not only are you dealing with a psycho bitch, but now she's past puberty and, like, she's totally in that college rank of mind.
Great. Great. Let's perpetuate this. Crazy-ass bitch on the rag, gonna just fuck everything up.
Well, she wants to. But actually, the way that they're talking about your character, who you play, I don't remember the name that they gave him. He's actually been sent in there because he's looking for the president who fucked everything up in the first game. Because this chick, you know, she's the one who opened up, you know, Alma's case. Alma went wild. You try to contain her and, you know, she gets away and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I need to find this president because if anyone knows anything, it's this chick. Well, not only is your team sent out to go find the president just to extract her and put her someplace so you can question her, there are several other factions who are out to, oh, I don't know, maybe kill her, use her for ransom. You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
You know, so it kind of sounds like your regular first-person shooter because it is essentially a first-person shooter. However...
Uh-oh. That's scary.
You know, since you know, Elma does have this big conduit of psychic ability, and at the end of Fear, spoiler, you know, or rather, at the beginning of, you know, Project Origin, there's kind of this giant explosion.
Kinda? A giant
explosion?
Yeah,
that obliterates the town, or city, that you're kind of in a sense. Uh-huh. However, in most humans who are in the area, were totally obliterated by the blast. However, and this was a really interesting component that this guy was talking about that I actually thought was really cool, that there are a couple of people who were not obliterated by this blast and, however, were altered. They didn't give a name for what this type of mob is, but, like, they still kind of, you know, obviously they're burnt and, you know, corpse-like. But, you know, they're still, when you come across them, they're still living out fragments of their life. And when you get too close to them, they agitate, and they have, you know, and they like the shattering glass effect happens. It's actually really cool if you've never seen it, and you know, and all of a sudden, all the zombies, like, say, like, there's one like playing a piano, and I think the clip that they were showing, there was this piano teacher, and he was in the middle of, I guess he was instructing somebody when the blast happened, and you get too close to him, and he agitates. You know, and the glass effect happens, and all of a sudden, all these red beams come out of him. You know, and you can walk through them, like, they don't hurt you, but they resurrect all the dead around him. And you can slice your way through those, you can shoot them, I mean, you could fuck them up, whatever. But they won't stop attacking you until you attack the puppet master. So now there's this whole, you know, psychic element to zombies, which I thought was really cool because usually they're mindless.
Zombie forces can't unite. This is a bad thing. It's like,
I thought it was really cool.
No, this is bad. When zombies unify, when there's a zombie union,
Well, there's probably going to be a lot more death going on in this.
There's
because
a lot more death.
Yeah, because, you know, granted, you know, unless you were really paying attention to what the puppet master looked like, you could be attacking the same thing and it just keep coming up. And you'd be like, all right, well, that one's not the puppet master. Where's the right one? You know, so this could probably be a lot of trial and error for gamers who are coming into this. But I liked that element. They were talking about, you know, the idea of online gameplay, though they couldn't go into a lot of detail about that because I think they wanted to save that for something that you come across later on. Maybe at PAX. I think they're holding off. They're holding off for E3, so they're probably bringing it to PAX. And, But, I mean, I just thought it was really cool. Like, you know, I'm not, like I said before, I'm not big on first-person shooters. I will, you know, if the gun mechanics are easy enough, I'll do it. You know, and, like, you know, with, you know, Grand Theft Auto 4 where I'm just like, blow, blow, blow. You know, like, I could, you know, if I can get a blah, blah, blah effect out of my mouth while playing this game, then we're on the right track.
Right.
Do I plan to play this when this drops? It drops in the fall. They didn't put out a pure release date on this game yet, because I think they're still ironing out stuff.
It's rare that they do any kind of that stuff. I mean, one of the games that I didn't get to is Fable 2, which, you know, like that, I think that's kind of a given. More times than not, it's usually a framework date that they do at this convention. So holiday, fall, whatever.
Yeah, they're aiming for around fall of 2008, which is, you know, just around the corner. Yeah. So be patient, everybody.
Patience is not one of my virtues.
No, it's not. But that's okay, because it's one of mine.
Sorry, did I giggle that outside loud?
Did you giggle that outside loud?
Yeah, did I?
Did you giggle that loud? Yes. Outside of yourself?
I've been drinking Amp, okay? It makes me a little giddy.
Oh, a little? Ha, you're little, and it does that to you a little.
Suck.
I rock.
Only in your mind.
That's the only place that it matters.
Who told you that?
What? Mom.
Oh, the jury rests.
Okay. Oh, don't make fun of our mom. Anyway.
It doesn't count. Anyway, everybody's mama tells them that they're special.
That's not true. She doesn't. Never mind. But like I said, so I'm not a big first-person shooter fan. However, I'm talking about this. Why, Panda? You don't like to shoot people all the time. Why would you? Because I'm actually thinking, from the way that this was plugged, by the way that it looks, and the idea of what the gameplay is going to bring, like the online gameplay from Xbox and PlayStation 3s, I might just get this. And I might, you know, wake up at 6 in the morning at sunrise to play it, because I'm a giant gamer pussy with horror games, but I'll do it because I think it's going to be that good. So I'm looking forward to some really awesome stuff with this game. I can't wait for it to drop, and I can't wait to play it. And then the second game that I wanted to talk about, which, you know, I'm no big surprise that I would even bring this up, because I've talked about it before. Granted, I didn't finish it because it scared the poop out of me.
Uh-oh.
Which, one, isn't that hard, but, you know, two, you know, I talked about the experience forever, so it must be, you know, be worth talking about. On the 11th, they announced that that there's going to be yet another Silent Hill game. So it was supposedly, you know, question marks, whatever, punctuation marks of some kind to illustrate parentheses, quotations. There they are, quotation marks.
Wow. I couldn't
pull that out of the panda hat. Yeah. Yeah. The quotation marks. Silent Hill 5, however, it has now totally been released, or the title has been officially noted as Silent Hill Homecoming. I think that Silent Hill is just one of those entities that no matter how many times we go in it, it's not going to go away. Like, you know, every time you go into Silent Hill, you know, whichever game you happen to go into first, you know, if you play the game, you know, one of the right ways, and I say right very fluidly because, you know, all the games have had the component of depending on what you do and how you do it in the game can and will affect what your ending is. So there really isn't one solid, you know, ending, because that is subject to change,
mm-hmm.
which makes the game, you know, a little more personable, which I like. I like games that, you know, well, yeah, I totally made it to the end and, you know, I got the girl. Well, me too, dipshit. That's the end of the game. No. I'd love to go up and be like, yeah, man, I totally got to the end of the game and, you know, I found out my dad was a zombie who ate my brother. Really? I got both my dad and out. My dad and brother out safely. You're a noob. Like, you know, like I want there to be an experience,
right?
And that's what these games do. Granted, they scare the poop out of you, but it's an experience. It's being scared the fuck out of. That's an experience you got to put in the blog. You have to put that in the live journal sometimes. And
write that stuff down. You got to get it out.
Got to get it out.
Bottled up inside.
That's right, because then you'll need, like, you know,
therapy.
Yeah. I was gonna say brain Xlax, but that's what therapy is.
Brain Xlax.
Anyway. I like that. So like I said, it's the same old song and dance, you know. Once again, they're changing up your gender because I think in the last one you play a guy, Brian Sutherland, and he's a normal human. He is not superhuman by any stretch of the imagination. If you don't understand what I mean by superhuman is, look at the Resident Evil games. Look at, I can't say BioShock because he's actually kind of, you know, regular in that game too. But look at any of the, Resident Evil games.
Not that regular. I mean, he was,
injecting himself with stuff for his hands. So in a sense,
if you play out the game, you realize that it's not just a coincidence that particular person was brought down into.
I haven't finished playing.
It's hard to finish, but you realize that there's a specific reason why you were brought to Rapture.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, but if you look at any of the Resident Evil games, when I say superhuman is, when you play those games, you find out who your character is, you find out that you're a part of some super elite military force who's been sent to investigate something, or, mysteriously, your plane crashed and there's a mansion out in the Everglades. You might as well check it out.
$1 for every time that happened to me in a game. Woof.
You'd get it 4 times if you play any of the Resident Evil games. But anyway, so there's that element of complete fear doesn't happen in Resident Evil games because, it's okay because I'm a special ops. I know how to shoot guns. I know how to shoot grenades or, launch grenades. You're used to it, or at least, your character's supposed to be.
Right.
Granted, you controlling it doesn't, but, the element of you just being an average Joe off the street, which would make the game that much more scary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Silent Hill games did, is they gave you the really ultimate scary Resident Evil atmosphere without the comfort being.
I mean, I remember when we were talking about, we both were playing, I forget which Resident Evil, not Resident Evil, Silent Hill that it was, where you start off the game and the only weapon that you have is eventually you find a stick.
That's Silent Hill 2.
Was it 2? Yeah.
Yeah.
That scared me. I gave that to Magic. I was like, wait.
And that's pretty much the only weapon you get until at one point you're in one of the hotel areas. It's the first time that you see Pyramid Head because you walk into a closet and the closet has a safe in it. And as you go to open the safe, Pyramid Head walks into the room and you can see him from the closet, it's your character. And I always felt like, oh my God, if I hit my directional button the wrong way and came out of the closet, he would kill me. And granted, I didn't, and I totally shit my pants, it was horrifying. And Hot Mess was like, "It can't be that bad," and obviously the scene cuts. You open the safe, you get the Magnum, but there's only 7 bullets in it, and you need all 7 bullets to hit Pyramid Head because if you don't, he cuts you right down the center.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't make it to that part.
Yeah, I made it to there, and then when you go down, I couldn't hit him 7 times because I was so fucking scared. So I'd always hit him 6, and I'd always miss that last shot, and I'm like, fuck! And you try to run back up the stairs, and you can't because the door won't open, and he slowly comes up. I mean, you can outrun him a little bit, but eventually he'll get you because there's really nowhere you can go. And he kills you, and then you have to do it again. But anyway, the guy that you get in this new game, he seems like your average Joe, except, he's speculated right now. There's speculation that he is of military background. I think they're saying that he might end up being a Green Beret.
Okay.
But there's still hints that he's going to be superhuman, but not nearly as you're a special Black Ops from.
Right.
No, not that Green Berets are anything to shake a stick at. I wouldn't shake a stick at a Green Beret because he'd snap it in half and shove it up my face. but anyway, and he's coming home from whatever tour he just came from. His name's Alex Shepard. They did release some more information on this game. And he comes back home to find that his dad and his bro are missing.
Oh, man, I hate it when that happens.
And he's all like, "Daddy, I'm home." Nothing. Bro, nothing. So you're like, oh, great. It's like, well, now what? And he goes and investigates. Now, they say in the news that I've been digging around that you go searching for your brother. And that's what leads you to Silent Hill. So the fact alone that they haven't said anything about your father either leads me to believe that you might find him and then he dies. Mm-hmm. And this is all speculation. There's no spoilers here because I don't know. Or you find your brother first and then he's all like, Dad was... Oh, no, let's go get him. You know, like, or whatever. Or let's get the fuck out of here, which would probably be my response.
Yep, be like, ugh, about Dad. Loved him, but
it's like, you know... He lived a good life.
Look at us. We're here, alive. Dad's, like, old. You know, there comes a time when you gotta let those childish things go.
Go.
Like the parents. Idea of having parents.
So, I mean, but anyway, so, you know, you going to find your brother brings you to Silent Hill. And if you remember from the Silent Hill 2 game that we've both played up to a certain point, mm-hmm. when you first go into Resident, you know, when you first go into Resident Evil, when you first go into Silent Hill, you know, the town is kind of encloaked or enveloped in, oh, I don't know, fog.
Yeah.
Very foggy. I like the fog. It's scary. Yeah. You know, and that they've played that up in this game because, you know, when you first enter it, apparently, you know, yes, it's very foggy. But did you ever watch the movie or ever see clips of the movie?
No.
Okay, well, spoiler alert for the end of the movie. Granted, because it wasn't the best movie in the world, I really don't feel that bad about spoiling it. And I only saw, like, the last 30 minutes of it. In that movie... You know, the mother who is looking for her daughter ends up going to Silent Hill, which is apparently a parallel, like, a different, like, time zone thing. Like, it's such an evil dimension. It's like a dimension. It's a different dimension. But that parallels the real world. And at the end of that movie, you find your daughter. You know, and, like, the chick gets in the car. I don't even remember what her name is for this because they don't pay attention to, you know, the correct names from games and stuff like that. But you get your daughter, you know, you get in your car and you jet it out of Silent Hill and you make it to your house and you walk and and it's really weird because like the shading of your house when this lady walks in with her daughter, like it's really blue. You know how like they like to try to fool you around with like what's reality and what isn't in movies by like uh-huh. distorting it just a little. But it was nighttime, so at first I didn't really think about it. You know, so the daughter walks in and the mom walks in and she's like, oh man, she's like, your dad will probably come in the morning. Let's just go to sleep. You know, and the daughter's like, all right, mom, I'm going to go to sleep. And she goes off to her room and she goes to sleep. And the mother goes and sits in like her chair in the living room. But then all of a sudden it cuts over and you see it's like sunny out and the car is in the yard or a different car is in the yard. And you look at the couch and the husband's sleeping on the couch. So it's like, but he would have seen his wife who was asleep in the chair. But no, he didn't, because in reality, I don't think the mother and daughter made it out of the reality.
Right.
To set up for the next movie, whenever that drops. But they're balancing the element of there being a reality and the other world. And that from the movie is being transplanted or, you know, transfixed into the game. Because they're talking about that there are components in the game that are going to be real time and other world time, which should be signified by the increase of fog or whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, they're adding elements from the movie that I thought were really cool into the game, which will probably make it even that much more of a mind fuck plus T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm looking forward to it. Let's see. What else can I talk about? I already talked about how the endings will change depending on your interaction, which is a total plus. I liked that in Silent Hill 2. Granted, I didn't unlock all of them or any of them, but the guide, for those who never make it through the game, the guide will probably tell you all of them except for the one you probably really want to know personally. Because like I was like, oh, I'm like, all right, I could have figured that one. And I'm like, but what? It's like, so if I don't read that letter from Alice, then what's gonna happen? And they never tell you, so you're like, fuck. And of course, none of my friends played. No, they don't even have it on Wikipedia.
Bullshit.
No
one. Everything's on Wikipedia.
No one wants to spoil this buzz.
Somebody does. I mean, when the Harry Potter book came out, we had like 50 people jumping online trying to give away the ending.
Yeah, they ruined it for me because I read that fucking email. Anyway, I really wish I hadn't, but I fucked up. Anyway, on the developing news, like, I actually want to talk about some developing news about Silent Hill. A lot of people were speculating that, you know, Team Silent would actually come and develop this game. They're actually stepping back, which is really funny. And they're letting Foundation 9 Studios, I think the Collective, are doing the developing of this game. Right. And at first it's like, well, who the fuck are they? So of course I go do my digging, and apparently they've done a lot of other, like, computer-esque, you know, console games. A lot of them, you know, made it to market but weren't necessarily hits. They've had a couple of cancellations, which makes me worry that, you know, if we're, you know, to give them such a cash cow, because no offense, Silent Hill is a cash cow. Those who make it through the game love it. Those who don't buy it anyway, thinking they're going to, and then they become giant pussies.
One thing you have to keep in mind is cancellation is not necessarily a reflection on the developer as much as it is on the company not having the funds to actually complete the development cycle.
Well, I know that, but they had a couple on there, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, they had a cancellation in 2007. I think they were going to bring out a game called Handcar or something like that, but it never made it to shelves or whatever, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But from the screenshots that I saw of it, it looks very detailed, high resolution. You know, like, your character is wearing a leather jacket, a dusty leather jacket, and you can see the dust. Like, and it's not like, oh, let's just make it light brown so that when the light touches it, it just looks dirty. Like, no, it's like I've been working on my car in this jacket dirty. Like, it's realistically dirty. You know, and I like that. I really like when my character, you know, the characters in my game aren't overly, you know, SD, super deformed, or, you know, I kind of like them to look real. I think it brings me in to them a lot more as a player.
It really allows you to align with them easily.
Yeah, that too. So, am I looking forward to this? Yes. Am I going to buy it? Most likely. Will I finish it? Probably not. Mm-hmm. The fear factor, looking at this alone, probably not, unless, like, with the idea of when I play Project Origin, I wake up at, like, oh, I don't know, 4 in the morning, wait for the crack of dawn to, like, graze over, like, the treetops of my room before I even put it in my Xbox.
Right. You know,
but, you know, it doesn't matter because I'm looking forward to horror games, which is a first for me. And who's to say? I mean, now I know that Magic went and she has her own Xbox 360. And if I get that scared, I can always just give it to her and watch her play it at her house because she's got no fear. That girl's
crazy.
Fierce.
Yeah, that girl's fierce.
She's fierce.
She's fierce.
Well, if she gets over the scurvy, she'll be fierce.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the scurvy might make her even more fierce.
Yeah, because make her more piratey. and that's really all I wanted to bring out. I really wanted to bring out a different gamer-esque appeal because, you know, everyone else has such bigger gamer scores than me.
That's okay. My gamer score isn't that big.
No, but it's bigger than mine.
No, you want a gamer score to kind of make you feel small? Look at Chris Palladino's Gamerscore over Gamerscore blog. It's just like, oh, wow. I didn't know they went that high. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to. Some of the people who are my friends, I'm like, you guys have a lot of games, or you guys are achievement whores who unlock achievements all the time. And I don't. Because I don't. And I don't want to play with you right now. I'm feeling very insecure.
Aw, honey, it's not the size of your gamer score, it's how you use it.
Well, see, it was funny because before I only had 3, and now that I've been playing the fuck out of Lost Odyssey, I'm like, now in the 4 digits, I'm like, woohoo! And then, like, they log in, I'm like, 3,000? 6,000?
Hey, my gamer score is not that high.
Yeah,
it's nothing to be ashamed of.
But it's so gamers with such a pathetic score. I don't want them to be like, oh, Petalicious Joy has like a baby score because she's a girl.
It's not because you're a girl. It's because you've had your Xbox for like, what, a month?
No.
Two?
No. No. You gave it to me for my birthday. No, he gave it for me for Christmas. I've had it since Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was
trying to be, you know, giving you out there to make it seem like you only had it for a couple months.
No.
And not nearly a year.
I've had it for a year. And it's still
Look, if you're really worried about your gamer score, you can actually do a search and it will list the games and the achievements that they have, and you can make a plan for getting achievements.
Okay.
If you're really, really worried about your gamer score, but it doesn't translate into anything. Don't let anybody hassle you because your gamer score is tiny. That just means you have room to grow.
You have more yet to experience,
young Padawan. It's okay.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Okay, I think we should end there because I don't know how to follow that.
Okay.
So, if you want to share your opinions on any of the titles that we've talked about, or maybe some of the ones that we missed that you're interested in that came out of E3, or just waiting to actually hit the shelves, you can hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi.
That short address will bounce you to our full website, so you can definitely comment on this post or any of the other ones, or use the Hit Us Up link that's on the website to shoot your question or comment directly to us. We can't get back to everything right on the spot, but if we like what you have to say or feel passionately about it, you'll probably see it wind up in some form or another on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can listen to episodes of our podcast by subscribing to our feed.
Sorry.
Are you okay now?
Yeah.
All right.
You were about to slip up. You never slip up.
I slip up occasionally. I'm human.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you human?
I'm pretty sure I'm not an android.
Are you too human?
You made a joke because that's a game and it's coming out on the thing. As whoa.
I know, I are the balls.
Something like that. You can subscribe to our podcast on the website, in iTunes, using your favorite RSS reader, or you can listen to new episodes of the podcast on Monday nights on the All Games Radio Network at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Catch our show, as well as many of the others on the All Games Radio Network, including shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Dead Pixel
They're
Live,
awesome.
Bobby Blackwolf, All Games Interactive, Fantastic Forum,
Ultimate Quest,
Evil Avatar, PN Nation. I mean, it's crazy. We got so many different shows and opinions and people.
It's podcast madness.
Podcast madness going on now on your local podcast.
It'll end on Friday.
You're such a dork.
I never said I wasn't.
This is true. I think we're going to have to call this podcast Toast.
Yeah, it's toasty.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to put some fucking Nutella on it and I'm going to fucking eat it because it's fucking delicious.
What's with you and the Nutella and all the fucking?
I can't. That's another podcast.
That's another podcast. Sorry.
I can tell you what's up with all the Nutella.
Hey. Let's just leave it at that. I know we're tagged explicit, but that's completely another podcast.
Okay. What are you going to do with your toast?
I think I'm going to take my toast and I'm going to donate it.
To Hungry Kids Ethiopia?
No, because by the time it gets there, it's just going to be crumbs and that'll be mean.
Are you going to donate it to the chipmunks outside?
I think I'm going to donate it to the chipmunks. They've been out there and they've been trying to sing for money and people are kind of passing them by and chucking rocks at them and things. So I think it's going to be nice.
You don't chuck rocks at chipmunks?
You do if they keep singing Christmas Time is Here and we're not nearly near Christmas.
Hey, at least they're not like certain chipmunks that I've seen who sing, "This is how we roll." That was the lamest thing I think I ever saw.
I've stayed far, far away from that movie.
I saw it on demand.
Far away. No, I wouldn't even watch it for free.
There, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Just,
it's
pretty bad.
Yeah, totally. No.
And it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
And hey, I love Jason Lee, but no. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sisto.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Have a good night, y'all.
Peace.
I just said y'all.
You did. I heard you. It's on the show.
Wow. Bye.
Peace.